This is Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics with the weekly box beef trade recap for week ending October 12th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 215.66, and that was $3.70 higher compared to the previous Friday. And it still continues well over last year, when the same day last year was 202.71. And the daily choice loin primal was $8 higher by Friday, but the rib primal was 16 higher than the previous Friday. And that is now 5 weeks in a row of increasing prices for the rib. And there were 630 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, and that was about 9% of the total sales. In the weekly average choice cutout that includes all types of sales, it was 210.72, and that was 60 cents lower. And it followed the previous week's daily choice cutout that was 62 cents lower that week. And there were 7,213 total loads sold for the week, and that was 295 loads higher than the previous week. And the out-front sales, which get delivered after 21 days, they were 1,740 loads, and that was 423 loads higher than last week. And the largest out-front sales this week were 2.5 million pounds of choice mom products that were 10 to 13 lower than the same formula prices. And the exports as reported on this box beef report were 907 loads, and that was 18 loads higher than the previous week, and 208 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 699 loads were going overseas. In the formula sales, they were 3,557 loads, and that was 44 loads higher than last week, and about 49% of the total loads sold for the week. And the formula sales this week included about 2.5 million pounds of choice ribeye products, and that compared to only about 500,000 pounds cash sales for the same week for the same products. And taking a look at the major primal cuts, the weekly average choice rib primal was 6 higher, and the weekly average loin primal was 2 lower. And the weekly average choice chuck and round primals were both 1 lower. And the daily cow cutout ended the week 48 cents higher at 171.74 on Friday. And those 90% trimmings were at 220.45 on Friday, and that was $1.12 higher compared to the previous Friday. But last year, the same Friday, those 90% trimmings were only 192.46. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending October 5th. It showed 18,189 metric tons of fresh beef, and that was about 1,000 metric tons lower than the previous week. And the year-to-date total for those imports was 2% higher than last year. And looking at the top four countries' year-to-date totals, Australia was 6% higher, Canada was 14% higher, Mexico was 13% higher, and New Zealand was still 29% lower. Thank you. This has been Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.